Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Senate passed that sweeping climate bill over the weekend. We covered elsewhere on the show today, but right now, what's happening on the state level, where Republican state treasurers are stopping efforts to fight climate change? More than 10,000 pages of documents and emails reviewed by the New York Times show a coordinated effort to punish companies, block federal appointees, and fight regulations. David Gelis, a reporter on the climate desk at the New York Times, helmed the report. So, David, start right off. How are elected state treasurers punishing companies that support climate action, or ESG, it's called, environmental, social, and governance priorities?
Well, thanks for having me. And what's so remarkable is that after years of sort of talking and wringing their hands around companies' increasing involvement in some social and political issues, these Republican treasurers have found ways to hit back. And specifically, what they've done is at least three state treasurers have withdrawn upwards of $700 million out of the accounts managed by BlackRock, the world's biggest asset manager, which is very outspoken in its efforts to combat climate change. And then just last week, the treasurer of West Virginia banned five major financial institutions from doing business with his state because of their stance on environmental issues.
Riley Moore is the state treasurer of West Virginia. Some of those banks that are banned, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo, barred from any government contracts. And then also states withdrawing huge amounts of their investments from BlackRock. What is one of the concerns with them doing that?
Well, for BlackRock, this represents a pretty small piece of their business. So it's not as if BlackRock's bottom line is going to suffer because a few states pull out even $1 billion. The bigger concern is that we're moving ever closer with every episode like this towards a country where Republicans are going to do business with one set of banks and Democrats are going to do business with a different set of banks. And everyone I talk to, when they really thought about that, acknowledge that that's not what we need in this country. That's just going to further polarize and increase the divisions that are already so present in so many aspects of our daily life.
Well, not just polarize, but maybe impoverish. I mean, Utah and Idaho, for instance, are criticizing plans by S&P Global. That's the ratings agency. They want to integrate climate risk, S&P does, into their ratings. If you cut off companies that are looking honestly at the impact of climate change, what do you do to pensions?
At a certain point, what we're talking about here, especially when the state treasurers are involved, is the financial health of the pension systems, the financial health of the investments that the states manage. Now, the companies managing these investments will say that it is imperative that they address the long-term risks of climate change, and that that means gradually weaning away from investments in fossil fuels and rapidly moving away from investments in coal. The states, however, that still have large industries supporting the fossil fuel business, they say, well, you're essentially boycotting our states. So if you're not going to do business with us, why should we give our business, why should we give our investments to you to manage?
Well, of course, others would say, why not move in the direction of these companies? Why not follow their lead, retrain your workers, find other ways to keep them in more sustainable energy? But putting that aside, who's behind this? Because this is a very coordinated effort. And there's a little-known nonprofit called the State Financial Officers Foundation. It's backed by conservative think tanks like the Heritage Foundation that they help link the foundation to state treasurers. What did you find out about this ecosystem?
This was one of the most sort of astonishing things I discovered when I reviewed 10,000 pages of emails and documents, was the degree to which conservative think tanks with long-standing ties to groups like the Koch brothers and the oil industry were essentially had a direct line to these state treasurers and were giving them talking points about how they ought to think about everything from President Biden's nominations to key financial regulatory posts to new rules being proposed by the Department of Labor and the Securities and Exchange Commission. And then very rapidly seeing those same talking points appear in letters, in memos and public statements being made by the state treasurers as they opposed climate action around the country, in the business world, and in the federal government.
It's really quite a bit of reporting. David Gelis at the Climate Desk at the New York Times will link our listeners at hereandnow.org. Do you see this, though, growing or just remaining with these hardcore state treasurers who don't believe in climate change?
It is the beginning of this effort. I'm afraid to say Tennessee, Oklahoma, Texas, and West Virginia have already passed some of these laws that I described earlier that allow them to essentially stop doing business with companies that they claim are quote-unquote boycotting fossil fuels. There are dozens of states where these similar bills are making their way through the legislature. I expect many more to be passed in the months to come, and I think we're going to see more and more efforts by state treasurers and state attorneys generals to really punish directly the corporations that they say are placing undue emphasis on the environmental crisis that is impacting, you know, every one of us as we all swelter through this summer every single day.
David Gelis, thank you so much.
Thank you.